Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
All right, it's time to play a game. It's time to play a game! Vincenzo!
Yes.
What do these artists and songs all have in common? Listen carefully. Oh, what's that?
That was just the middle of it.
Okay. You're still the one I love. Dance with my heart. Oh, yeah. Losing my religion. Okay. What do all those artists and songs have in common?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Okay, so I was trying to write down names. So I got Shania Twain and Green Day and Metallica and Bruce Springsteen and REM and Nirvana and Pearl Jam.
Yep. There was also One Direction in there. And there's another dumb one. Oh, Backstreet Boys.
Don't say dumb. How
sorry,
dare you.
Sorry, Backstreet Boys.
There were a couple early because I was trying. As soon as I you started filing through them, I grabbed my pen and started writing. I missed a few of the early ones that I would have gotten. And then the rap one, why can't I think of her name right
Missy,
now?
Missy Elliott. Missy,
right, Elliott. Right. And that's one that the missus.
Give me some
she's
of that.
Really into that chick. So, you know, I know that from her.
There was
anyway,
Demi Lovato in there as well.
Yeah, Demi Lovato is in there. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
What do they all have? So they all of these artists have one thing in common.
And all of these songs.
Human.
Yep.
I'm going to say they have a producer in common.
That is a great guess. It's incorrect. Do you want to take another one or shall I just tell you? All those those gigantic artists, Bruce Springsteen, Sheryl Crow, Green Day, Shania Twain, Missy Elliott, REM, Metallica, Pearl Jam, the Backstreet Boys, Nirvana, Imagine Dragons, none of them have ever had a number one hit on the Billboard 100. Isn't that crazy?
Wait a minute. You're telling me the September song by Green Day wasn't number one?
It may have been number one on a rock chart, but it was never number one on the Billboard Hot 100. I can tell you where it peaked.
And you're telling me Teen Spirit wasn't number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
So Green Day was number two. They hit number two. That's great on the Billboard Hot 100. Nirvana made it to number six.
Doesn't make any sense. That was the biggest song in the world for a year.
And on the alternative charts, it certainly was. One Direction has never had a number one hit. That one to me is surprising because that's just pure pop. They got to number two with that song that we played, best song ever. And Zayn and Harry have both had number ones as solo artists, but One Direction never had a number one hit. Shania
and the
Twain?
Song, yeah, you started with Shania. The song, that song you played was everywhere. How's that not a number one song?
It's a number two song. I'm sure it was number one on the country charts. But when we talk about the Hot 100, just straight sales numbers, straight play numbers. Missy Elliott, Work It, was a number two song. R.E.M., Losing My Religion, that was their biggest hit. It made it to number four. Metallica, Enter Sandman, made it to 16 on the main charts. But I'm sure that was, there must be a metal chart. They have another song called, I don't know this song, Until It Sleeps. You know that song?
It's from the same album.
It's that one made it to number 10. So that's their biggest hit. Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, number two. It's the biggest hit ever. Pearl Jam, their biggest hit was a cover. Last Kiss, that made it to number two. Demi Lovato, number six. Bruce Springsteen, his highest charting song, Dancing in the Dark, made it to number two. Which is, it's hard to believe. Cause
Pearl Jam's biggest hit was a cover?
Yep. How It Was Alive, not a number one song.
Last Kiss, I can't even place that.
We played that. It's not that old. I feel like we played that. Backstreet
wow.
Boys was had a number two hit, Quit Playing Games With My Heart. All I Want to Do was Sheryl Crow's biggest song, and that only made it to number two. Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, number six. And Imagine Dragon, that Radioactive song, that was just everywhere, and that was, it made it to number three. And that's as far as it got.
Wow.
I know. And it's funny, too, because I look at the Billboard chart, like today's Billboard chart is out. Jack Harlow, number one. Right? I'm just like, this guy is making it to number one. Harry Styles, number two. All those Future songs, by the way, they're all gone. There's one, let's see, Wait For You featuring Drake and Thames is at number three down. I think that was the number one song last week. And then the next appearance, because he had five in the top 10 and then all 12 songs were in the Hot 100. He has one at number, I think it's like 16. It's somewhere in their future.
What did you say about Metallica? Because I thought I heard you. So Unforgiven is a song. Until It Sleeps. I don't where.
Yeah.
Don't
until
what from.
Until It Sleeps was a number 10 song. And that's why I said play Enter Sandman. That one made it up because I don't know Until It Sleeps. So that made it to number 10. That was a number 10 Billboard hit. And yet wow. Enter Sandman, which I feel like was their biggest, most popular song, made it to number 16 only. It's crazy, isn't it? Just
wow.
crazy. When we listen to those crappy charts week after week and to think none of those songs ever made it to number one on the Billboard Hot 100, it's crazy. So there are 50 different charts. I mean, there are charts for everything. And so in your genre, you can still be top of the heap and not be able to make it to the top of the main chart for sales and radio play. It's crazy. And now, of course, it's not even sales, it's streams.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.